Hey, welcome to Wolf's Watch. I'm Wolf. Thanks for being part of the conversation. Today is Wednesday. Welcome to Wonder Wednesday. There is something. Today's what we're watching on Wonder Wednesday is what's going on with all of this AI applications and explosion of tools that have happened in the last few months. ChatGPT blew onto the stage. You probably heard about that, haven't you? I mean, it's been all over the business press, popular press. Can't throw a rock without hitting a ChatGPT bot. I'll tell you, it's all over the place. But there are a bunch of other tools as well. So we get ChatGPT becomes all the rage after 2 years of users beta testing, relatively close beta testing. I believe it's about 2 years that they've been working with it, or quote unquote playing to see how it works. It was released to the general public. November, December, check me if I'm wrong on that. And everybody started using it, or at least a lot of people. Sounds like everybody started using it. It blows up on social media. Everybody's talking about it. All of a sudden, there's a gazillion YouTube videos on how to use ChatGPT. Getting so excited, getting tongue-tied. And how it's going to, you can start a business with it. You can, it sounds just like websites and the tech bubble in the late 90s. So, and hold that thought, because now Google has announced that they are going to embed a AI tool like ChatGPT of their own making that competes with ChatGPT into the Chrome browser. And they did that the day before Microsoft. They made that announcement the day before Microsoft did a demonstration of their integration of ChatGPT into the Bing browser, which will change the nature of search. That'll be huge. That will change the nature of search from what Google has done to dominate search. So those two are going head to head now with that. That's breaking out into the open. There's also a gazillion other tools. That technical term, gazillion, it's a really big number, so I've been told. But it's, look, we got to have some fun with this, right? This can be really dry stuff. That it's just crazy watching all the frenzy going on. There's some good information, and some of it just look at and go, yeah, I mean, I've heard this before in terms of the energy. So the reason that I make that statement is look through the hype and see what's really going on. Because there's a fundamental question here. Is it ready for prime time? Are all these AI tools ready for prime time? Now, I've spent some seat time, as we used to call it back in the design engineering days. You know, you get seat on the computer system, learning the tools for designing products. So I get some seat time with good half dozen, eight different utilities. Haven't used ChatGPT for a bunch of reasons. So I want to see what else is going on out there. What other options are there? Bing has sounded like it might not be ready for prime time. And Microsoft has said, hey, look, this is evolving. This is pre-release. It's still beta test. It's not open range. It's not really ready for the marketplace, so to speak, in terms of general use. They're seeing how does it go? And people are working at it. So, well, how can they break it? You know, how can they get it to not work the way they're supposed to? And they're getting some surprising results. In Ars Technica, one of my favorite, because you know September 19th is always Pirate Day. So Ars Technica, they do great tech articles. They have a really good in-depth deep dive on what's been happening with the Bing ChatGPT integration and the testing of that, and some of the surprising results that have happened when people have intentionally pushed it to see how can they make it not work right, which is normal in software development, in any kind of system development. I mean, heck, when designing aircraft, and we're back in the days when I was involved in aircraft development and production, we would build three, and imagine this, build three commercial airliners if it's a brand new design so that you can flight test two and literally rip the wings off of the third one. You have one to destructively test. You find out where does it break, so that you can make sure that it is super, super safe for commercial air flight or any kind of air flight. Same thing with military planes. Now, coming back to the AIs, thanks for taking me down memory lane. You're joining me down memory lane there. The thing about Bing is, you know, it's development in progress. So are many of these other tools. And again, coming back to, I've worked with about eight of them, a little little bit, not to build expertise, but just to see what's going on. And I'll tell you what, two I thought were pretty stellar. I looked up some YouTube videos, looked at the support documentation that they had for the tools and worked with them. And you know what? I got some results going, this is pretty cool. And this is pretty cool stuff. Business use, and we'll come back to that, but it was pretty cool. And one has gone, all right, this is, it's not quite what I expected. Could be learning to use it correctly. And it could be that it's just, it's there, but it's not like, gee, wow. You know, it's not going to be a game changer in terms of using it as a tool. And the others were just crap, to be honest. You know, because here's what's happening. You have ChatGPT and maybe one other big project like that. All these services are just putting a user interface on top of it and marketing it to you for a fee. Doesn't mean it's not worth a fee, right? Some of them are very worth the fee because they're packaging it in a way that makes it much easier to use, to work with, and they're adding in other value adds with it, and also some guidance on, look, here's how to structure this stuff. Here's how to make use of it. So is this stuff ready for prime time? Yes and no. Right? Because this is, if you're familiar with how technology, particularly technology markets, but any market works, you got a lot of people that are doing early adapters and bam, you hit this hockey stick where it really starts to take off. Saw that with personal computers, saw that with internet. You've seen that with smartphones, right? So think about your personal experience where you see something, it just starts and all of a sudden it's all over the place. Well, AI is in those early days of, man, this, it's just starting to hockey stick. If you can picture that climb, that sudden shooting up a rapid adoption, or in other words, so many people are starting to use it. That's happening right now. It will eventually become a game changer. Now, about the internet, Bill Gates made a famous comment in the 1990s. If you can remember back that far with me, we'll go back. Look, so in the 1990s, he made a statement. They go, look, this is going to take longer to play out, to become effective than people think it will. The effect down the road will be far more massive than people ever imagined. And we're experiencing that with these new AI tools now. I mean, massive, massive cloud-based big brain AI is just starting to come to market. So yes and no, ready in terms of, is it ready for prime time? Some of it is, some of it is not. There's a better question. How is this going to be effective for you in your business? Now, or if you don't own a business, how's this going to help your career? What are the opportunities here? So from a creative standpoint, that seems to be the biggest hit or the biggest focus right now, because it allows people that are in creative, writers, graphic designers, content creators, right? Those that are doing public speaking, doing presentations. It brings a lot of tools to the table to be able to generate much more creative ideas much faster, to get help with research, to get help with actually writing text, to get a draft of stuff. But beware, a lot of what you get from one of these AI tools may or may not be technically accurate and factually correct. Now, I'm not knocking the AIs. They're doing what they've been trained to do. And sometimes they are delivering, and it's not saying that this is intentional, right? So don't go all conspiracy theory on me. Reports are, from those that are testing this and writing about it in the media, but also that are in the business of software, are saying, you know, sometimes you got to check the answers. If you use it to help you with a research project or to write a blog post, be sure that you've got accurate information. Use your understanding, your expertise to say, yeah, you know what? This tracks true. You can find the citations. In fact, one of the tools I worked with that I really liked, and I'm not going to name tools because that's not what this particular segment's about. One of the tools I worked with, one thing that I really appreciated is it gave an option when it did a writing piece for me to, you know, do you want to include the Google links? And it did. It threw in Google links, so there's citations on things that it's talking about, made it possible to go and check every once in a while in running 10, maybe 10 or 15. I didn't do a huge statistical. I'm a recovery engineer, also a recovering statistician. So I didn't do a statistically valid sample size and analysis of this, but I figured, you know, if I can get 10, 15 runs on this, it'll give me a sense on what's happening. And I did. And every once in a while, I'd find a link that was not good. You know, it was either the information wasn't accessible, or it no longer existed, or I don't know. It just went to a, hey, that's this location on the internet does not exist. So heads up on that. Are these, here's the opportunity. Here's the opportunity. And I'll leave you with this. While these tools are yes and no, some yes, some no, knowing how to use it makes it certainly more leverage for your business than not knowing how to use it. Like anything, right? Like anything. Is this going to be an immediate, oh, business has changed like right now forever? No, world doesn't work that way. Is there going to be a fast change in the next 6 months to 2 years? Yeah. How will this be useful in your business? Consider that. How will it alter your business? Consider that and start looking at what tools would be useful and who is going to be good at using those. Because as a business owner, is running the chat GPT queries what the best use of your time? Is that your gift? Is that what is doing that? What if you focus on that, is that what is most going to make it rain for your company based on your efforts and what you're contributing? Or is that a new skill that you need to partner with, hire, look at how to leverage within your business? Just saying. Do I have an answer for that? I don't have an answer for that for you. Just these are the questions that we all need to be looking at right now and thinking about, okay, how do we use this? How is this going to give you competitive advantage? Who's going to fumble and who's going to succeed? Because what will happen 2 to 5 years down the road, we will see a radical difference and there's going to be a lot of losers from the standpoint of they became buggy whip manufacturers. In some semblance in how they were running their business will be made obsolete by where this new technology goes. Does that mean like 90% of the businesses? I doubt that. I'm not going to get into a lot of prognostication. The thing is, this is a massive opportunity. There's going to be a big change. Whenever there's a big change, huge opportunity, right? If you're tracking with me, if you went through the PC evolution and into the internet evolution, like some of us did, you know what I'm talking about. So look at that. Where is that opportunity? And how can you begin leveraging that now, right? You need to look at how you can start leveraging it now so that when there are a massive glut of tools that are ready for prime time, you're on it, right? You're ready to apply it. You can see it. You know how to integrate it into your business to make it an advantage or even maybe a brand new opportunity for a whole new business area for you. Or a whole new career path for you if you're not a business owner. So when I'm watching, hey, let me know what your thoughts are on the AI tools. Are you working with any? What are some of your favorites? You know, I'll talk about specific tools when I've got some better info and can make sure to be precise, because I don't want to say something about a tool and go, wow, this really didn't work. I thought this was total crap, because sometimes I'll find out later going, oh, yeah. Wasn't the tool that was total crap. It was the way I was using it. It was, you know, user error. Ugh. Okay. So thanks for being part of the conversation here on Wolf's Watch. I'm Wolf. This is a Wonder Wednesday. And what we're watching this Wednesday is AI tools. Are they ready for prime time? Should be looking at that question and how to apply them in your business. How's it going to affect your business so that you can be one of the business leaders that just absolutely crushes it by adopting the right tools at the right time to scale up your business. Thanks for being part of the conversation, and I will see you on the trail.